with Will Pack and Robin Givens this morning. Ambitions premieres on OWN tomorrow night. And Will Packer, I'm glad to say I knew you when.
I'm getting ready to
retire. And I
did you know him before when?
Now he's Win, W-I-N, Win.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been doing this show for 25 years, and when did TWA come out?
TWA came out in 99. Chocolate City came out in 96.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember seeing TWA in Atlanta at a screening because the Rams went to the Super Bowl that year, right?
They sure did.
And it was a screening of it in Atlanta. I remember that.
So for those who don't remember the old days, take us back. You're at FAMU.
Florida A&M University, the one and only.
You and your partner, Rob Hardy.
That's right.
What's Rob doing these days?
Rob is good. Rob is directing. He's one of the busiest TV directors out there.
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
We're still very, very close friends. And he's living in Atlanta, working in Hollywood, doing his thing. Rob is great. He's doing really well.
That's good. So yeah. You and Rob coming out of FAMU, majoring in what?
Yeah, majoring in engineering. I was an electrical engineering major. Rob was a mechanic. When I tell you we wasted those degrees, we went out there and spent all those people money on these engineering degrees and put them degrees on the shelf and then went out to Hollywood to chase these dreams.
But wait a minute, weren't you the cable puller on Ride, though? Was that engineering? Did that lead to that?
I don't know if technically you need an engineering degree to wrangle a cable.
So tell that to your parents.
Ride. Listen, Sybil, I think anybody could have done it. But on Ride, I was the guy. My job was to make sure that the cable that stretched from the camera to the monitor that the director would watch didn't get tangled. That was my job. I had to make sure it never got tangled. When I tell you I was the best cable wrangler, undetangler on set, you couldn't mess with me.
So
my
cord did not get tangled. You went straight from FAMU out to Hollywood.
Yep. Chasing that dream.
And caught it. Yep. You caught it.
Yep.
And you didn't know how you were going to do it.
Listen, we had faith. I had parents that believed in me. You know, my mom and my dad always said, you can do anything you want to do, boy. And I messed around and believed them. And so they said, you got to get your degree first, which I did. And then after that, went out to Hollywood. And then we made TWA. Some of my old school freaky people remember that movie.
Yes,
we made TWA.
Kenya Moore, right?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
And then from there, Tom, you know, because you would support us every time we had a movie, you let us come on the air and tell the world about our little movies. And they just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger to the point now where, you know, we're doing all right.
Doing all right. I think you're doing more than all right.
And Robin Givens.
I have to say this. I have to just interject for a moment. I know you're visiting, but I went in. Will Packer, like, so I know of Will, right? Like everybody. I know his film. I love them. Will, as an actress, has to be one of the kindest, most giving, most gentle. You have point of view. He was on every single thing. I am honored to
work for him.
He's just been amazing.
Thank you, Robin.
Hey Will, who gave you your
so
first
humble.
Break?
He's so humble. Say that again.
I appreciate it. You know what, Tom? Yeah. Our first break, honestly, big break in Hollywood, was Stomp the Yard. And that was a movie that we made at Screen Gems for a guy named Clint Culpepper. And nobody else would make that movie. We wanted to make a movie about black colleges and fraternities at a black school. And we went out to Hollywood, and they said, what you mean, black schools? Mm. They said, don't y'all know y'all can get into white schools? What's a fraternity? What's stepping? They didn't know anything about any of that.
Wow.
And Stomp the Yard was the movie that really opened the doors for us.
And Clint didn't know that?
No, man, come on, man. Nobody in I'm telling you, Tom, when I went out there and I said historically black colleges and universities, they looked at me like I didn't know slavery had ended. They looked at me like,
really?
Why are y'all still going to these schools?
One of the beauties of Ambitions is that you still keep it alive, Will, and still talking about HBCUs and sororities and that life.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
You caught that, Sybil.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a lot of things in there that people will see winks to.
And you have something about HBCUs and ambitions too?
You got to watch. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's where
without giving Stephanie, too much away, but that's go
and
ahead.
All of the, and all of your projects, you always mention HBCUs.
I always do. I got to give that love, Tom, because I, like you, love them and realize how important they are.
Absolutely.
And realize that. And I want to be, at the end of my career, have done a fraction of what you have done for these schools. I try to do it in my way by putting positive representations forward. But in the show, Robin Givens' character went to an HBCU in the AUC with her sorority sister, who's played by Essence Atkins.
Yeah.
And Robin dated a guy who then ended up marrying her sorority sister, and they still mad today.
Will, was it a Q?
It's been a long time.
It would make sense that it would be a Q, because you know how they are. You know you can't trust them Qs. Come on, guy. Come on, Ty. You know that. We didn't identify which one he was. And the brother's kind of smart, so it makes you want to think he's an alpha, but I can't get into the details of what he was.
Oh, we're not, as Qs, we're not smart.
Well, I don't know how many successful lawyers there are amongst you. And Robin, you come from the PWI. You're a Sarah Lawrence, right?
Yes.
And so.
Yeah, I went to Sarah Lawrence, and then I went to Harvard. I graduated from Sarah Lawrence. I did. Before pursuing my dream, I went to Harvard Graduate School for a little bit. And then I'm out to Hollywood.
And then you went to head of the class.
It took me a while, but we did it.
I still got my fingers crossed, too, Robin.
And then we did a show together, right? So, me and guys, that was great.
And so now that you have this whole community in Atlanta, Will, I know that a lot of people are, you know, coming at you and everything. And Little, can I just tell you, was so wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I love
thank
that.
You.
I'm always texting Will. I'm always, like, going to see the movies. Right, Will? I'm in Florida, different places. And I'm texting from the theater. And
Robin is awesome.
I'm, like, watching people watch the movie and loving it. I want to go, I know him. It's great.
The cool thing about Robin is that she's not just an amazing actress. She's also a fan of the craft.
Yeah.
She actually goes out and really supports. She really will text me from movie theaters telling me what she saw, performances she enjoyed. And it's good to work with people like that, that you know really enjoy this for what it really is. You know, it's not just about, you know, just like the money or the work hours, any of that. Robin actually enjoys good content, which is fun.
And are your boys in the business, Robin, or do they want to be?
Oh, my gosh. No, they're not. I'm so proud of my younger son just finished his first freshman year. I've got video of him moving out. And, you know, both of my boys play tennis. My older son is here in Atlanta. He came with me. He's teaching at a tennis club here. And my younger one wants to go to law school. So there you have it, you know.
Well.
And do they watch Mom and Ambitions?
So Buddy, my older son, who Will knows, has been on the set. Billy's been there periodically. They're both so excited. The first day when we were shooting the Galison and Stephanie's acting up, Will, I don't even know if you know this, but Buddy comes up to me, my older son, and he goes, ooh, she's fun.
And she's got to be a lot of fun to play.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, Robin, do you keep up with your old castmates, Terrence Howard and Kim Whitley and Arif Kenshin?
Kimberly and I are so close still from head of the class. And Terrence and I have done something, and we run into each other periodically. Miguel texted me, like I said, the other day. James Avery, before he passed away, I loved him so much. We have the same birthday. We both love tennis, so we go to tennis matches together.
Oh, wow.
So it's nice. And even here, I think part of the magic of Ambitions, and Will and I haven't talked about this, but I always think when you've got a group of people that trust each other and love each other, so also it's the writing, but I think there's magic in that, you know,
chemistry.
And we've got that on the set, you know?
Yeah, well, congratulations. Congratulations, Will and Robin.
Tomorrow night.
Thank you, family.
On OWN Ambitions.
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
Get ready. Eastern.
Tuesday night's about to get hot, y'all. 10 o'clock.